Tanya and Steve's bits you may have missed.
Poor old Barry Ryan last night on Ninja. I actually thought he'd go a bit further. It's just that pole that's a bit slippery, so I really was hoping he'd get a bit further.
Yep.
But today, I want to talk to this guy.
And for just the second time tonight, we get a look at the chimney climb. If anyone can do it, he can. He's streets ahead of Sam Goodall's time. Can he make it all the way?
All the way to the top.
Time of the night by over 3 minutes.
Ben Fordham, my dad would say, and I'm using the ratings of this show, how mad it's got. My dad would say, well, Ben, haven't you been smacked on the butt with a rainbow?
Steve, good morning to you, mate. If you're wondering where Tanya is this morning, by the way, we decided we want to bring an inspirational character on a Ninja Island just to pump up all of the troops before the grand final. So, she's in the tent at the moment, just giving them all of those, you know, those psychology lessons and all of those pump-up speeches and some of the motivational kind of messages to get them all pumped up for the grand final tonight.
No doubt she's just showering with stories of when she was an elite athlete. Because she showers us a few times, mate, but we've never got anyone to back her stories up, Ben.
No, interesting that. No, look, it's going to be a great one tonight. It's the grand final tonight. It's only been a three-week run, which has been kind of cool, I think, in a way. It's a show that's not here for a long time. It's here for a good time. And Australia's really tuned in record numbers to watch it. You know, on Sunday night, at one point, there were more than 3 million people watching around the country. And they're the kind of numbers that TV networks thought were in the past. They thought it was something that didn't really happen in 2017. So it's been great for the TV business. It's been really good for families around the place to be able to have a TV show that they could all watch together. And for the competitors involved, it's just given them such a platform and such a way of sharing with the rest of the country and the rest of the world just how amazing they are.
Well, it's interesting, as you said, from a TV point of view, because, you know, there's every other channel now trying to bottle it, or will they come up with a copy version, which never really works, but they'll try and do it. But, you know, we've heard of the success in the States of the show and then in the UK. So when they came to you about getting on board with this one, did you know about the background, or did you go in a little blind?
I'd never heard of it, Steve, right, which is a bit embarrassing, because when you tell, I know that there are a heap of Ninja Warrior freaks out there who know everything about it on the international versions, and when I admit the fact that I'd never heard of it before, they kind of look like, hey, you're dead to me. But
it's okay, mate, I'm with you. I'd never heard of it either.
No, and the only reason I knew that it was probably going to be a success is when I told my godsons, Banjo and Darcy, about it, and they just started going berserk, and I thought, how do you know about it? And they said, oh, we watch it online, and we watch it on Foxtel, some of the international versions. So then I just did a bit of a sounding board in my street with some of the kids aged between about 8 and 13 in my street, and same deal. Anyone you mention it to under the age of 14 knew all about it and absolutely loved it. So that gave me a bit of a hint that, hang on, this thing might just take off.
Oh, now here you go, Ben. There's the win. Never mind about the ratings. Never mind about anything else in your career. Never mind about 2GB. The fact that you're cool with the kids in the street now is the biggest win you've had.
Mate, no doubt about it. And guess what? I've got merch to give them. I give them Ninja Warrior caps and water bottles. So, yeah, the bloke in the street who they had no interest in previously is all of a sudden kind of a big deal.
Yeah, like, 4 weeks ago, you're giving out 2GB hats they didn't want.
Yeah, the 2GB hats don't really work with that demographic, but the Ninja Warrior gear really takes off, hey, including one boy down the end of the street. I had so many of these Ninja Warrior water bottles, and I said to him, hey, listen, I got a whole box of them. And he goes, I could give one to everyone in my team. And I was like, okay, no worries. So there's one soccer team in Sydney running around at the moment, and all the kids have got Ninja Warrior water bottles.
Uncle Benny's got the merch. Mate, just wanted to ring congratulations on the show. As you said, it's just smashing it. And give it a plug, because if you had not watched the show, might want to tune in and just see what it's all about with the grand final at 7:30 tonight.
Yeah, that's right. And you'll see Tanya up the top of Mount Midori Armour just handing out the towel to anyone who gets to the top.
I'd just like to point out, she got choppered in.
She didn't climb it.
Good on you, Ben.
Thanks so much, mate.
For more Tanya and Steve, head to kofm.com.au.